Hello, friends. This is the second hour of Out of This World Radio with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting from the studios of KKNW on 1150 AM here in Bellevue, Washington, just outside Seattle in the United States. The program focuses on out-of-this-world information, including psychic phenomenon, UFOs, metaphysics, and predictions for the coming years in Seattle, the United States, and beyond. We will have only the best psychics, scientists, and UFO people in the world on our program, and I guarantee that it will be the most interesting radio program you've ever listened to, as you will hear information you will simply not hear elsewhere. We are one of the top-rated radio shows on KKNW and in the Seattle area, and also the fastest-growing UFO and psychic radio program in the world with listeners in over 60 countries. We are supported entirely by donations, and those who would like to donate, please go to the donate button on the upper right-hand corner of our program website at www.outofthisworld1150.com and just click on it. Even a dollar will help. I have a new spiritual column on my webpage called Ask Ted. When you click on my website at www.outofthisworld1150.com, just go to About Us and then onto the right side to Ask Ted for free spiritual help or advice. The purpose of this program is to raise consciousness to make this world a better place, and I know with everyone's help we can make this a much better and happier place. I wanted to tell everyone about the Galactic Wisdom Conference this coming weekend. For those who are just tuning in, it'll be at Gig Harbor, Washington, at the Inn at Gig Harbor. The location is 3211 56th Street Southwest in Gig Harbor. The phone number for the venue is area code 253-858-1111. And it's going to be a wonderful conference. It's going on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And at the beginning, at the bottom of this hour, for the first caller who calls in, we will be giving away a free pass for the weekend. Also, too, on Friday, Friday will be a free day for the conference. In other words, for those who'd like to meet the presenters and also get free psychic readings and healing sessions Friday evening, please come to the Inn at Gig Harbor and everything will be totally free. I'm even providing free food for people who show up. That'll be between 5 and 7 for the free food. And please come hungry. Also, between 2 p.m. to 4 p.m., I know many people work out there, but if you can get away that afternoon, you're more than welcome to come to the ballroom of the Inn at Gig Harbor and be part of our live studio audience for the Out of This World radio program, which I will be broadcasting from the Inn at Gig Harbor. We've had a lot of people coming in, helping out with volunteers, getting registrations, passing out flyers. But I still need more help. And for those interested in helping, please call me on my toll-free number at 1-888-879-8339 or just send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. And I'll waive the registration costs so you can also attend for free for the weekend. The other thing I wanted to say is that I also have people coming in from way out of town who will be attending the conference. Some of them are low-income, can't afford the hotel. And if you have a room or a place to stay for people in the area, and that can be Tacoma or Seattle, please call me so we can coordinate a place for them to stay. Even a couch would help. But I'm trying to make this as open to people as possible. And for those people who can provide accommodations or can provide with registrations or publicizing the event, I'll be happy to waive the registration for people. Otherwise, the registration for Saturday and Sunday will be $197. Or if you just want to come for one day, the daily rate is $97. Well, we're having lots of interesting people coming to the conference. And most noteworthy, we're having some very famous spiritual healers there as well. Normally, the kind of help that you can get at my conference can cost some money. I know that psychic readings in the Seattle area can cost anywhere $125 for an hour, sometimes a lot more. But on Friday night at my conference, all the psychic readings will be totally free food. And also, too, we'll have some wonderful spiritual healers, including Phoenix Redhawk, which I have on the phone now from Long Island, New York. Phoenix, hi. Good afternoon. How are you doing there?
Good afternoon, Ted. Thank you so much for having me on the show again. I love being on your show and talking with you and the listeners from all over the world. It's really a blessing that you are able to do this show, and I do hope that, as you said, even a dollar helps for people to make the donation so you could go on with the amazing work that you do.
Well, thank you, Phoenix. How sweet of you to say that. I want people who should come to this conference are those not only interested in psychic phenomena, not only interested in perhaps extraterrestrials and UFOs, But mm-hmm. also, if they have a certain ailment or a health problem that they need spiritual help on, what's interesting is that doctors in Egypt 5,000 years ago always characterized diseases as diseases. In other words, they split the word disease into two infinitives, because they said that stress often leads to diseases and other health problems. And so I think ultimately the future of medical science in this country, in the United States and elsewhere in this world, will eventually lead to finding the spiritual causes for diseases, because that's ultimately what's really helpful. I'm not talking so much maybe about broken bones or something like that, but things more like all kinds of different things, even cancer, for example, I think can be cured with the right help. Tell me more about that, if I may. Phoenix.
Oh, you opened up one of my favorite doors about healing.
Okay.
It is truly beautiful to see how so many people who did have strong beliefs in traditional medicine and fear of natural medicine, which is really the ancient way of healing, are starting to wake up and open up their eyes again to see there is a cause and effect in what's going on in their body. And when you mentioned cancer, and specifically cancer, there are reasons that many people invite different diseases into their life. Where I see patients privately, I do make house calls, I do see people at traditional hospitals, and we are at the SUA Center, if anyone would like to look that up. It's a magnificent place on Eastern Long Island, and it's SUA, S-U-A-H, which in one of the African dialects means new beginnings. And there we have an array of practitioners like myself, Ayurvedic, acupuncture, osteopathic. It is basically a non-invasive healing center. And, Ted, I cannot tell you how much we have grown in the 2 years we are open. When we opened, we had, I believe, 50 patients. We have now over 4,000 patients.
Oh, fantastic. That is fantastic.
Yes, and I'd like to address the comment you made about cancer.
Okay.
I believe when we spoke the first or second time when you interviewed me, I talked about my mother, who had passed at 94, disease-free, tired of being in the physical, but that she had cancer in her late 80s. And she passed cancer-free. No surgery, no chemo. It was done with Reiki, hands-off, long distance, and prayer. And also a mind-body connection for her. Her passion for life had so much to do with this. Her doctor really was amazed. But much more recently, one of my precious patients from the SUA Center, who I believe is listening to us this evening, came to me when we first opened for stress issues, which was always my main specialty. And she made amazing strides in her life, going back to school, wonderful things that were a tremendous challenge for her. And I received a cell call from her one day, very upset. She had gone for her regular OBGYN checkup, and the doctor found uterine cancer.
Oh, I'm sorry.
This was devastating to her, to say the least. And we talked, and I gave her some breathing exercises to do and visualizations to see her body, you know, in a golden light, to see all her cells healthy, which I love doing my hypnosis and visualizations to assist people in finding homeostasis, balance in their body on all the levels. And that was on a Tuesday. She came to see me at the Wellness Center on Saturday, and I did a shamanic healing, extracting, I would have to say, the negative energies from the area of her pelvic area. And a traditional doctor was watching. She gave him permission that he could sit and observe. All she felt was a tugging. What I felt was like glue coming that area, out of that area. And it had a smell to it also. It was it was nauseating. But when you are in the position of doing the healing work, you are able to surround yourself in a protective light, that the smell really didn't bother me, and you dispose of this poison in the person's body. Within the next 2 weeks, she had to go for preoperative clearance. And when she went for the preoperative clearance, I received a call from her. There was no more cancer in her body.
Oh, what a wonderful story.
It was amazing. The day that we did the shamanic clearing, we went out into the back. I wanted to do a smudging on her. And this lovely traditional doctor came with us also, because we do provide that at the SUA Center for people that prefer that.
Right.
And there was this little object on a picnic table in the back.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew instinctively, thank goodness, that it was not for me. And she picked it up. And when she from the way it was sitting, looked like a giant walnut. Mm-hmm. The round part. And when she lifted it and turned it over,
mm-hmm.
it was a heart within a heart within a third heart.
Oh, isn't that beautiful?
And there are pictures of it on my Facebook page. It was definitely a message to her that everything's going to be okay. And it was. And it is.
I'm sure there's a movie that comes to mind called The Shawshank. I think it's Shawshank Redemption.
Is it Shawshank Redemption?
Right. About the fellow who was incarcerated, wrongfully incarcerated for a crime he didn't commit, but he was also a healer too, and
yes.
he could heal people.
Oh, the Green Mile.
Oh, I'm sorry, not the Shawshank. You're right. The Green Mile. That's what I was.
The Green
thinking.
Mile.
Exactly.
And that magnificent man who passed last year.
Oh, right.
The African American actor.
That's
Michael. I can't think of his last name.
Right. That's the movie. That's him. That's who I was thinking about. The wonderful healing abilities.
And
he
so
had.
Many of us have these gifts that are just not awakened.
Right. Well, I have to tell you, you're going to be very excited to meet Jerry Wills. He's, I don't know if I've told you about him before, but he will be at the conference. He heals people by simply putting his hands on them. He's about 7 feet or more tall. He's a tall guy.
Yes.
And he puts his hands on them, and I swear, I've seen him do it. He can heal diseases. I've seen him do it firsthand. He's also specializes in taking out alien implants. So for those who think they may have an alien implant from the reptilians or the grays, please come to our conference because you will get help to remove them. And the reason I'm saying that is because when I was in Norway last year at a UFO conference with Jerry Wills, I saw him firsthand take out alien implants out of this Norwegian lady who'd had him in for over 30 years. She was a psychological.
And people don't realize that sometimes when someone is ill,
yeah.
and the traditional and the homeopathic practitioners cannot find the reason,
right.
you need to step outside of the box. You need to step out into another world of healing. And when I went into studying and being trained in the shamanic healing world, it was an amazing world to step into. Mm-hmm. I'm also, as you know, an Anamkara, which is a midwife to those in the process of leaving the physical body, as we call it here, death, which
wow.
so many people are terribly frightened of because of, and I'm not saying this in a negative way, of ignorance, because in our culture here, we deal a lot in fear rather than in education and enlightenment.
Right. Now, one of the things I want to ask you before I forget, I remember you said that you do provide animal communication. You're able to talk with people's pets who've passed on. Is that?
I do, the ones that have passed on and
okay.
the ones that are here. And I'm so glad you brought that up also. You know, you're reading the energy all around me today, my dear friend.
Well,
when we
you.
Did the last show, I really wanted to speak to you about this beautiful pit bull, Alto.
Okay.
That took all of my doubts away that I do communicate, because I thought maybe I was just guessing and
right.
I wasn't honoring this amazing blessing.
Right.
And he's the one, he described to me how his human mother had been murdered, which was devastating for him. And I love him so much for having the courage to share that with me, and it was all validated. But instead of talking about him, this adorable little chihuahua, Wendy, who had passed about a year and a half ago, came through. And I really wanted to speak about the pit bull, but Wendy came through, and his two humans had just had a terrible argument. I had no idea that they had the computer on and that they were listening to the show. I hadn't spoken to either one, the man or the woman, in quite a while. And Ted, those messages that came through from this little Wendy, this little Chihuahua, mm-hmm. had such an impact that after we finished the show, the woman called me and she said that the gentleman, her ex-husband, they were still very close, was crying. He walked into the room where your show was playing just in time to hear the messages from Wendy.
Oh.
What he was basically, Wendy was saying, was for her to be more gentle with her ex-husband.
Oh.
And Wendy was quite explicit.
Wow.
And brought this man to tears. So they come through when they need to, when there's a message and it could be something that I don't have a clue about because I'm just the messenger.
Sure. Well, on Friday night, I would love to have you after 7 o'clock, 7 to 9, or in that time frame, if you wouldn't mind people who coming, if somebody has lost a pet.
Oh,
and they,
yes,
and
definitely.
They, and would like to communicate. I'd love to have you do that for people as a free service. That'd be wonderful.
Definitely,
be
Ted.
Wonderful.
I will sit with people. I will communicate with any of their pets that would like to speak to me. If they would like a Reiki healing session, chakra illuminations, I would be more than happy to give them, as you say, a taste of what I've been gifted with. It is my joy and my pleasure to do this.
And
like you and I have a television show here on Long Island mm-hmm. called Phoenix Rising. My son David gave it that name, and he's also a Reiki master teacher and a yoga instructor and a special person. I knew he was meant to come into this lifetime.
Wonderful.
And just all these amazing gifts, people that come into our lives,
mm-hmm.
really, we're all so blessed to be here in this time where we can make a big difference in bringing peace, not just to Mother Earth, but to beyond, because we're truly not alone.
No, we're not.
Even if you don't believe you've had first-hand contact with someone from Pleiades, et cetera, you have had contact.
Oh, absolutely.
You know,
absolutely.
We're all star children in one form or another.
True, true, true. And I'm getting the message that both you and I are from the Pleiades constellation. We've been here for a long time. I know I came here as a political prisoner many, many, many thousands of years ago, and I'm still here.
And I would like, you know, I'd like to sit with you and some other people that can educate me as to my roots from beyond this Mother Earth.
I'm getting Andromeda.
I did go through a regression mm-hmm. myself when I was doing transformational breath training a number of years.
Okay.
And it was before I met my sweetheart, who has since passed, so this goes back quite a while. And I was taken back to Africa. I was told that I was born as a Caucasian woman in this lifetime because of somehow it being Caucasian was going to open different doors for me,
mm-hmm.
which I don't know if it's true or not true. I find it odd, but
yeah.
Who am I to question?
Sure.
And I saw my life with the man who was Scott in this lifetime. I saw him ripped out of my arms. I felt him ripped out of my arms.
Mm.
And the whole experience of him taken from our village, and I felt like my heart had been ripped out. And I met him about 3 years after that experience. And Ted, I knew him instantaneously.
I think it's often happens, if you're aware of it, that you do meet your soulmate, twin flame,
mm-hmm.
and you know it immediately. I mean, it's there's a familiarity there. There's an exhilaration. There's a blissfulness that you can't. It's just indescribable. And then when you meet them, it's like meeting someone you haven't. It's like meeting a beautiful.
Oh, where have you been?
Yeah, where have you been?
Yeah, family. I believe
right.
We have a soul family.
That's right.
We travel with, and we come in
That's
and out
true.
Of lifetimes.
That's
with.
True.
My youngest grandson, Precious Bernard, is
uh-huh.
just about 2.5.
Uh huh.
And
mm-hmm.
I know this child very well.
Wonderful.
I've seen him lay hands on dogs
wow.
and talk to them.
Wow.
And I've seen these dogs lay down and let this little chunky boy administer to them.
Wow, that's wonderful. That's wonderful.
He has so much to teach his parents, and I just keep sending that energy and that light his way because he is truly been here many times, and he's one of the teachers.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think animals are certainly part of the circle of love around us, and they're just wonderful. God, they're just wonderful gifts from God. That's how I look at them.
Oh, they are. And when I look at how you and I came into contact with each other, it really validated for me that we're old friends.
Oh, absolutely.
Because when you call me dear friend and I call you dear friend, it goes beyond just the year or so that we've been chatting.
That's true. That's true. I agree.
And you have so many amazing guests. You've had people with the alien connection, and you had the woman that spoke with the dolphins and the porpoises a number of months ago. They're all so fascinating.
Patricia,
we all have
Corey.
So much to learn from each other, and to open, put the egos aside, and listen with an open mind and an open heart.
The studio is lit up in white light again, Phoenix.
Yeah.
It's really nice.
Yeah. And this conference that you have worked so hard to put together is also another step in enlightening people and allowing people to come into a safe place to ask questions.
Well, it's important, too, that people be validated. If you do have strong intuitive capabilities out there, and perhaps you psychic abilities, I think you need to be validated. You're not crazy. It's not abnormal to have these abilities.
Right.
I feel like I'm very blessed. I was trained in how to contact the other side by my foster mother. So now I can give readings with 90 to 100% accuracy. I don't know how it works. Mm-hmm. I just do it. I don't even use tarot cards anymore. Or a pendulum. I just simply sit in front of somebody. I can do it by phone as well. They don't have to be face to face with me. I can just tune into their guides on the other side. As long as I'm in a quiet meditative state, I can get really, really accurate readings from the other side. And you have to remember too that when you do tap into the other side, that you're getting 100% truth. And I want to hold on for a second there, Phoenix.
Sure.
I just want to say that for those who are just tuning in, this is Out of This World Radio with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting from the studios of KKNW here in Bellevue, Washington, just outside Seattle in the United States. We're on 1150 AM. You can listen to us on live at www.1150kknw.com and just click the Listen and Live button. After the show, within 24 to 48 hours, you can listen to our audio from any past shows at www.outofthisworld1150.com. The show is entirely supported by donations, and the purpose of this show and my Galactic Wisdom Conference coming up a week from today is to raise consciousness and make this planet a far better and far happier place. With that, I want to, Phoenix, I want you to hold on the line, please.
Yes.
I have my dear friend Lois Berman coming in from Boston on the line. She'll also be coming to the show. To the conference next week. She has her own. She's had her own radio show in the Boston area and also a television show too. I'd like to introduce you to her, Lois. Eric, we'll go ahead and put Lois on the line. Lois, are you there?
Yes. Hello. Good afternoon. Well, good evening here now.
Well, hi, Lois. Lois, I want you to introduce you to Phoenix Redhawk from a wonderful shamanic healer from New York. She'll be coming to the conference. And Phoenix, this is Lois.
Excellent.
Yes.
Hello, Lois. It's a pleasure to be voice to voice. And I look forward next week at this time. We'll be looking at each other face to face with Ted and all getting to be together in the physical.
Absolutely. Well, you and I have been together in another lifetime. You understand that?
Yes, we have. And I knew exactly what your voice was going to sound like before you even said hello just now.
Well, thank you. That was kind of you. I believe that the both of us lived in China during the Great Famine, the time of Pearl S. Buck, the Good Earth.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Because you're very...
And it's interesting you say that. About a year ago, my eldest sister, my surviving sister and I, we did one of those Ancestry.com DNA checks. And I was very pleasantly surprised to find out about my Asian background, which I did not have a clue. And I believe that follows you from lifetime to lifetime.
Yes.
Pardon me for interrupting, Phoenix and Lois, but there is psychically someone who's just popped in, and they want to say hello to you both. And we can. They want to talk to you more when you're here at the conference, but it's Professor Albert Einstein. He just came in and wanted to say hello to both of you.
I have goosebumps all over. That's magnificent.
Yeah. He also has some other friends for you to meet, too, at the conference, including Leonardo da Vinci, J. Robert Oppenheimer, Robert F. Kennedy, and John F. Kennedy. But out of respect for President Kennedy, I'd like to reserve that for another time.
Yes.
Anyway.
The reason why this is happening now is because psychics, mediums, healers really have to raise the vibration. And it's wonderful that we can communicate with our loved ones.
Mm-hmm.
But really, it's the time for the masters to come through.
Absolutely.
Because unless we really change our consciousness and our awareness, then we're really not getting that, the higher powered messages, because it is what it is. We all know what this is. But unless we bring forth new information and a new insight, you know, I was a guest on Ted's show with Professor Pollack, and he said to me, "Oh, I never thought of it that way." And I said, "Well, that's my new job."
And it's really, it needs to be all of our jobs. It needs to be our passion.
That's right. And that's what I think this conference is really about as well, is to confirm that people know what they know. Let's validate that. And now let us.
And it's opening up to so many people that just on this little off note, my eldest granddaughter, who is 21, moved to the Seattle area, very close to you, Ted, about 3 months ago.
Oh, wonderful.
She and her fiancé, Austin, are going to be attending the conference. These are two young people who are hungry for the knowledge, who are already aware that they are enlightened beings. And to me, it is such a joy that these young people will be coming and learning and sharing these positive, amazing messages from so many different beings and sources from all over the world.
Oh, thank you so much for saying
that. When is your lecture going to be, Phoenix?
I believe, Ted, please correct me if I don't have it right, I believe I was scheduled to have my lecture after lunch on Saturday.
Good, because I'm at 3 o'clock, so maybe we can sit in with each other.
Oh, I would love to sit in on your 3 o'clock on Saturday.
Right. Now, will you be there next Friday? Will you be there Friday evening?
I am flying into Seattle. I arrive in Seattle around 10:30 in the morning, so I'll have time to get to the inn to freshen up and relax,
Ted and I were talking that we're going to do, Ted's going to do a remote radio show. Friday night, and I think we're all going to kind of come together and have a meet and greet on the radio there.
That would be great.
It's going to be so exciting and so enlightening, and I have been looking forward to this, and it's coming at the perfect time.
Well, thank you.
Absolutely. Everything
you,
in its perfection.
Thank you, my friends. I want to say quickly that for those who are just tuning in, this is Out of This World Radio with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting from the studios of KKNW here on 1150 AM in beautiful Bellevue, Washington, just outside Seattle in the United States. We have two wonderful people on the air right now. Phoenix Redhawk, a wonderful shamanic healer from Long Island, New York, and also Lois Berman, a wonderful, fantastic psychic from the Boston area who's had her own radio and television psychic programs. I just want to make a quick announcement also that the first day, I'm going to be giving out one free pass for the Galactic Wisdom Conference now to the first caller. Our phone number here is area code 425-373-5527 or toll-free within Western Washington at 1-888-298-5569. I think we just had a caller now, but we just lost him. But they'll be okay. Please call back, and I'll be happy to give you a free pass for the weekend. Lois and Phoenix, I have a special person who's just who's just come in. He's coming through his brother Robert F. Kennedy, has just brought in President John F. Kennedy, and I'm sorry, I'm a little overwhelmed. He's saying he's really appreciative of your work, and he's got some messages for you. He said that he tried to change the world during his presidency, during the 60s, during his short presidency. Mm-hmm. But, of course, the times were different back then. And he trusted people who he shouldn't have trusted. He's telling me that now. Especially people like Lyndon Baines Johnson, J. Edgar Hoover, who he said were actually in on his assassination. It's kind of water. In on one sense, he's saying it's water under the bridge now, but in another sense, it was a coup d'etat of the country that should have never happened. If he could have remained as president without his murder, things would be a far different country now. He said he would have opened up. He had directed. He's talking very quickly now. He said that he would have opened up the CIA to have full disclosure of the U.S. involvement with the reptilians. But that he was fought every step of the way, and there was a lot of reasons why he was murdered. But that was one of them, and we would have a very different and far happier planet now. Vietnam, he said, right now would have never happened, just never happened.
Yeah.
And all it was an orgy of, in his words, an orgy of the military-industrial complex, and all the monies that were spent in that, and all the lives were lost in that war. In a kind of a misplaced patriotism, you know. I mean, look at Vietnam today. He said it's not a threat to us. Of course, he's still around now. He's asking me if you have any questions to ask him.
Oh my goodness!
I didn't prepare for this. I just
no,
happened.
Neither did I, and I'm very choked up because I, like so many of us, absolutely adored this man. Off the top of my head, I don't have a question, but I do want to say to you, Mr. President, how much I still admire you and honor you and everything that you did. And it was like going against the tide. You had a difficult go of it, and I pray that you are always in the light.
He's saying now, I want to give some time to... Oh, we have a winner. Kathy, we have a winner for the... For the Galactic Wisdom Conference. Hi, Kathy. Thank you for calling in.
Hey, hi. Thank you. Are you there?
I think
Hello?
We're here.
We're all here.
We're here. We're all here. Don't worry, my friends. We're all here. We're all here. Kathy, I'll get your contact details afterwards, but are there any questions you'd like to ask Phoenix quickly?
Oh, you know, I am just so excited that I get to actually come and meet you all. So I didn't have a question specifically. I'm just thrilled that I get to meet you all in person.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. President Kennedy is asking me now whether you have any questions of him.
Oh, my gosh. I don't know. That's so random.
Sorry.
That's wonderful.
I'm not prepared for this. Well, I'll tell you what. He said he's going to come back for the conference, not to worry. But think about the questions cyclically you'd like to ask President Kennedy, and we'll do it on Friday night. With everybody
that
there.
That sounds great, and I will have my question ready for sure.
He is saying something interesting. Yeah, okay, I'll share that. I think Lois is on hold. I want to get her back. But anyway, I'll get your contact details in a few minutes, and thank you so much, Kathy, for calling in. Really appreciate
it. Thank you.
Friday, you have a beautiful, blessed week.
Yes, you too. Thank you.
All right, we'll get Lois back on the line here. And Lois, are you there?
I am.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you so much, Eric, for getting her back on. Sorry, it's like getting a couple balls in the air. let me see. There was something, President Kennedy. And I didn't realize this. At the time, the very day he was assassinated, he's telling me he had sent a French emissary to Fidel Castro to negotiate a peace with the Cuban government. That very day he was murdered.
On that day.
And Castro was interested in working on an arrangement with him because he'd also sent out feelers to the Soviets, too, a couple months beforehand to work on a joint space program going to the moon without this competition thing. And he's saying that...
Dad, can you ask him why he took his son?
Why his son was murdered?
Killed him in the... airplane accident on the way to the Cape?
Oh, boy. He just told me that's opening up a can of worms.
Okay.
Well, I'll just meditate for a minute. He's saying that the same forces that murdered him back then murdered his son, that they were afraid that his son would become another John F. Kennedy or Robert F. Kennedy, and they would not let that happen.
sadly, no surprises. The ego and the sick minds that need that power are really something that we need to magnify our love and our positive energy so much that our light just burns out that darkness.
Right, exactly, exactly, exactly. And let me meditate for a minute. He says, for both of you and me to continue our good work, that there are really, really wonderful golden times, spiritual times for humanity as a whole, and that's why President Kennedy is sticking around. He's saying something else. I'm going to be having another guest on my show probably in March of next month, and it has to do with autism. And he's saying that the autism rates have gone up from like 1 in 10,000 in the mid-90s to something like 1 in 83 now for boys, especially boys. It affects girls too, but for little kids.
Mm-hmm.
And he says that the reason why it is because this government, he's not saying our government, but this government has embarked on a secret chemical weapons, biological weapons program in Nevada. That's underground, much in many areas. And the place he's getting is Winnemucca. Oh, I wasn't prepared for this today. At any rate, he's saying that they have lots of accidents and that the stuff they produce is illegal. It's banned. All right. He said that Richard Nixon signed these treaties back in 72 banning the manufacture of these biological and chemical weapons, but the government still continued with them anyway. Surprise, surprise. They didn't tell us the truth.
So many times, like the majority of times, the president is just the puppet in front of the puppeteers. And when I see you at the conference, we'll talk, you know, more, but ooh, I have a definite dislike for the mega pharmaceutical business. And, there are patents for the cures for cancer. There are patents for every disease and every quote-unquote cure.
Right.
And I know we don't have the time, and this isn't the time really with the place to go into it. But there are negative and terrible things that are done by people for the glory of having a lot of dollar signs in front of their bank account.
Let me tell you something positive, all right?
Please.
I had Susan Miller on my show in April of last year. She's a wonderful astrologer out of New York City. And she said that year and this year and this coming, actually the rest of this decade, are years of truth. In other words, the truth that's been hidden before will be revealed.
I'm so happy to hear that, Ted.
I don't know if you were listening, but during my last hour, Scott Lemuriel, that's his message too, that the hidden truth will be revealed. And that's why President Kennedy says he's nodding his head. He's saying, yes, that's why he came through now to tell us that. I will be having a special program, actually, on autism sometime in March with him. He said, can I come on the show? And I said, most certainly. So he'll be on the show. And he's also going to be at the Galactic Wisdom Conference along with his brother, and Albert Einstein's going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
And Professor Einstein just... And yes, you can bring him. Of course you can bring him. He's asking whether he can bring Leonardo da Vinci on. And I said, well, most certainly.
Oh, please do.
Get some red wine and spaghetti, I guess. But anyway.
You're funny.
Make him feel at home. But this should be a very interesting conference. And he said, would you like me to come on the radio, on the program next Friday? And I said, sure. Always have time for you.
Of course. How could you say no, Ted?
So it should be an out-of-this-world experience with our presenters and these other famous people coming on next Friday. Lois, you always have an interesting perspective. Are you picking up anything, my dear?
I think that I had done some preparing for my lecture several months ago, mm-hmm. and one of the themes that was important and was being sent to me was working with the masters, because they have a wisdom and an insight that we have not been ready for.
Mm-hmm.
And over the past 15 years, there's a plethora of information. And the problem is people really do not know how to use it, and they don't know how to process it. So I'm feeling that Phoenix and myself and some of the other people that will be at the conference are really going to be teachers to bring out the skills people have, because when people ask me, Phoenix, what I do, I tell them I'm a repair worker.
Yeah, I like that. Yes.
Right. Because I don't know anybody that's not, quote, broken somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to spend time now learning to repair what we have. And and I think that what's exciting about dealing with the masters is they have a very simplistic bottom line way of teaching us basically a good being of common sense, which we have kind of thrown to the wayside.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like you, very much like you, Lois. And they also speak through us. When years ago when I started waking up, somebody pointed out to me that I thought I was reading visualizations out of a book when we would have Reiki circles, meditations, etc. And this very lovely lady, whose name was Star, said to me, Phoenix, you are not reading. Do you realize that possibly you read a sentence or a paragraph, and then your eyes close and you start rocking? Mm-hmm. And Lois and Ted, I was not consciously aware that that's what was happening. And I believe that everyone listening, pay attention. Listen to the words that come out of your mouth. Sometimes they are not, oh, I'll have a decaf with half and half. Sometimes they are so profound, and you wonder, gee, where did that come from? It came from your guides. It came from the higher masters to open you up to this. I'm looking at the screen now. I have this music station on, and this thing came up just right now, and it said intervention.
Mm-hmm.
They are doing an intervention with all of us walking on this earth.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful, wonderful.
What more could we ask for, you know?
That's why.
Well, remember, we are all here together on the earth plane at this particular time because, Phoenix, I'm feeling that we have been students and teachers together before, and that what we're going to be doing is just renewing lessons and coming together to finish things that we started in another lifetime. Mm-hmm. So there are new beginnings for this conference, and then there are this new work to be done.
Well, I couldn't agree with you more, Lois. We've momentarily lost Phoenix, but my wonderful sound engineer Eric is getting her back on. So, at any rate, we'll wait for a minute here. Let's see if we'll get Phoenix back on. Phoenix,
you got me back.
Okay,
I'm back.
Hi, my friend. Well, I think that's the reason why I am so grateful and so happy that I've been privileged to get in contact with Professor Einstein. He's nodding his head. See, we are welcome. I'm also very grateful to have the support and help of the Galactic Alliance, and especially Ambassador Trillian. He says, you're welcome. I'm also very grateful to have the being in contact with Robert F. Kennedy. He says, you're welcome. And his brother, President John F. Kennedy, a little overwhelmed, and Leonardo da Vinci. So they said, they're asking.
Breathe, Ted. Take a deep breath, Ted. Inhale and exhale, dear.
They're saying they have other friends they'd like to introduce me to.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Okay.
That's an opportunity not many have.
They said, would you like to meet Nostradamus? I'd love to meet Nostradamus.
Yes.
I've read all of his books.
Well, don't you think you've been chosen for all this, Ted?
I think so. I think I hadn't thought of it that way, but I think you're right.
See, that's what I mean. That's my job.
Yeah.
Look at you, because as she said, you have been chosen. Look at what you do, how it resonates for you. What you do is an absolute passion. that's why you ended up with the foster mother you ended up with. That's why each part of your journey kept unfolding like a beautiful blossom, and it's still unfolding.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I really appreciate that. I hadn't planned for any of this today, and the spirits are saying, President Kenning saying, you don't plan on stuff like on this. It just comes through.
No, you don't.
Just comes through. I'm seeing. Bonjour. I'm seeing.
I heard that. Bonjour.
Bonjour. Yeah. Bonjour. Merci. He's.
It's. Sabrina, when is your birthday? May I ask you?
December 23rd.
Okay.
We have, I know this is going to sound out of this world, but that's the name of my program. And
yes.
We have Michelle de Nostradamus in the 16th century tying psychically into me into the program now. We're separated by 500 or 600 years. Do I have a lot of questions for him. And we've only got 9 minutes left. and I'm asking him. He said he will. Okay. He said he will come to the conference and be on the Friday night. So what we may have is maybe a little impromptu panel where we'll contact Nostradamus, President Kennedy, Professor Einstein, J. Robert Oppenheimer, Robert F. Kennedy, these other famous people, and ask them about the future of humanity. I think that'd be very useful. So for those interested in getting in contact with some of these fascinating people, please come to our conference. It'll be free on Friday. And they'll also be coming. They want to come on the radio program too. So Nostradamus said to brush up on his works. So I will between now and Friday. And I've also got the books of Leonardo da Vinci. He's also asked me to read all of his books too. So I'll read that too.
You've got your homework to do, Ted.
Oh, and Professor Einstein is saying I didn't need to brush up on his works too. Okay. All right.
Phoenix, is there an author near you?
Pardon me, dear?
Is there an author near you?
Arthur?
Arthur.
My middle name's Arthur.
Oh, I guess there is an Arthur very close to me right now.
My middle name's Arthur. I don't know. Could be another Arthur.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, off the top of my head, I have to say no, unless it could be Ted, who is Ted Arthur, or is it Theodore Arthur?
Theodore Arthur. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know. Oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah.
We've just learned something about you, Ted.
Are you getting a message about an Arthur?
I don't know now. I wasn't sure. I just picked up that name.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay.
Yeah, and you know what happens. Sometimes you'll say something to someone, and they'll say, that doesn't sound familiar, but an hour or a day later, it's like, oh, my goodness, yes.
Yeah.
I've said that many a time, Phoenix.
Yes, me too. So if that anything else comes to me, I'll definitely write it down and we'll chat about it when I see you next week.
Sure. We'll know each other. Do you understand that?
I didn't hear you. It broke up.
What?
We know each other. I mean, we will recognize each other.
Yes, we definitely do.
I remember before I went to Norway last October for the UFO conference, you said I'd be meeting people that I would know from before, and I felt that way among everyone there. Actually, I felt like I'd all met them, known them before in previous lives. So it wasn't unfamiliar. I feel very comfortable with you, both of you. Actually, I feel like I've known you before many times.
Yeah, well, the two of you have just. I don't know if you invited someone into, or I invited someone in, but I'm sitting here in the living room with this beautiful music on, my candle lit in a heart-shaped holder in front of me, and Oliver, my latest rescue, is definitely playing with someone.
Ooh.
He's running around in circles, and there's definitely a lovely, playful being here, because when I adopted Oliver, he didn't know how to play. My little Lolita taught him, but he's playing in an extremely different manner right now. And he's an old soul also. He spoke to me, and he told me that I needed to take him home because of his fear, and he has some chronic health issues. He has something called pododermatitis. So he knew exactly who to reach out to when I walked into the shop that day.
Where are you?
The animals communicate so loudly. that all we need to do to listen. Lois, I don't know if you would, I know you'll understand this. For me, when I started doing the animal mm-hmm. communication and realizing that it was quite valid, people would say to me, how do you do that? I said, it's almost like learning how to be bilingual. I need to learn how to listen and how to mm-hmm. feel what they're saying to me.
Mm-hmm.
So when you are there to assist someone, what is it like for you? Do you hear it? Do you feel it? Do you smell it? Do you taste it? What's your experience?
All of the above. It all depends on what battery the person brings to me.
Mm-hmm.
And 'cause I'm a battery, you're a battery, and that's how we connect.
Right.
I smell somebody's grandfather smoking his pipe. I hear things. I'm talking to you, and I hear a name, which was with the author. So I'm not thinking. I'm just either listening, hearing, or communicating. I have no idea what I'm saying. I have mm-hmm. No idea because I'm not saying it. I'm not thinking it. I'm just
you're the conduit.
Echoing a message.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
I have a message from President Kennedy now. He just said that he thinks you're all wonderful people. Continue the good work. He will be coming to the conference next week, especially on Friday night if we have a panel. And I think that would be a good thing to do. He'll come in. So people.
Yeah, it's an honor and a blessing that he has taken the time to step in to contact you and chat with us, and just to let us know that he's still with us. You know, his heart didn't leave when his physical body left. His caring and his compassion, you know, for this world, for this race, for these people, these beings, didn't leave when he left the physical.
No, he's
and
still...
now the name of the song is now Afterglow. Mm-hmm. So for me, when these titles come up, they're more validations. Intervention, Afterglow. This is President Kennedy's Afterglow. Mm-hmm. He's still shining his light on all of us.
Absolutely.
Well,
absolutely.
Right. But that means it's just not President. It's all spirit.
Right.
Oh, yes.
Right. Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely. And I've got other people. He's saying, don't forget, there's Robert F. Kennedy. He's here, too.
Right.
He's here too, and he said that if he had been elected, then the things would be very different in this country too. He says a couple of things. He would have gotten to the bottom who murdered his brother. Plus, he would have ended the Vietnam War very quickly, and also had full UFO disclosure too. So,
but you do understand that wasn't meant to be.
Right.
And we're not meant to be here now.
Yeah. Right. Right. Exactly. He's just saying what if. If he hadn't been murdered, but they still love us dearly and they want to help us, so that's why he's coming through now. I am just so grateful, and I'm overwhelmed, frankly. I wasn't prepared for this today.
No, I hear you choking up every few minutes, Ted.
I've talked to Professor Einstein before. He doesn't like to be called Einstein. That's, he says that's disrespectful. I said, well, that's what he said. I don't care what people say. Just say Professor Einstein. I said, yes, okay. But he's come through three times before with other scientists that I've had on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Lois. Phoenix.
Yes, Ted.
I just remembered something. We're invited to meet with a famous scientist on Thursday night before the conference. Maybe you'd like to go along? I can check. I should check first. We'll talk about it off air. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So anyway. Yeah, but we'll talk about it off air later. We've got about, about a minute left. The time has gone so fast. I just want to say quickly that we will be broadcasting Out of This World Radio from the ballroom of the wonderful Inn at Gig Harbor from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. a week from today. And for those who'd like to be part of the studio audience, please come. I'd love to meet you. The Inn at Gig Harbor is a wonderful place. It's located, you just go to Tacoma. It's 10 minutes from downtown Tacoma. I believe the address is 3211 56th or 58th Avenue. You take the second exit. Once you get off the freeway, go to a T, take a left, and take the first right, and you're there. For those interested in finding directions, it's area code 253-858-1111. And Lois and Phoenix, thank you so much for coming on the air today. I hope you both have a wonderful weekend, and I can't wait to meet you both next week.